Someone double
check. Hey, Katie.
Hey, T.
How's your day going?
Oh, you know, fucking busy over here. We did a cloud migration with our like product over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. No, those never go according to plan.
I mean, I think like as a whole, everything went well. But of course, there's always issues. So it's like just been one of those days.
Yeah, and, you know, I hear you.
I just want to answer the emails. Like everyone decided to email today. And I was like, I don't feel like it.
Everybody has been like really on me since I'm going out soon. Mm. So like I'm going out soon. But also this is starting on Monday, basically. We're moving to a new system.
Oh.
And there's also like all these issues with just like internal things and like shipping and whatever. So there's just like a lot happening all at once. And like everyone is like, oh, well, like, let's get Teresa on top of it before she goes out. Because like,
yeah. Once you're out, you're in the clutch. So.
So I'm just not having a great time right now.
Annoying.
Like, can everybody leave me alone? I have so many other things I have to think about.
Literally. Your brain is elsewhere right
now. Yeah. So I'm just like trying to get through this week. And then I'm hopeful that, like, once I'm remote for however long, like, I will basically be unbothered. Like, I'm hoping that, like, everyone is, like, counting Friday as my last day, even though I'm going to be remote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm crossing my fingers for you.
Because, like, I feel like I'm not going to be, like, I'm not going to have two screens to work. Like, I was printing stuff out today, like, for the new system. And my friend was like, why are you printing stuff? Like, are you a boomer? And I was like, well, I'm not going to be able to, like, refer to the other screen. Like, it's just easier if I have it in front of me.
It sounds so bougie, but, like, I can't function off of one screen. Two screens is even hard.
Yeah. Three? Sometimes I wish I had a third.
I have a third. And we got all new, like, equipment. I was pinging my boss because I couldn't get my third monitor to work. And I was like, look, I don't mean to sound like a bougie bitch, but if the company is going to give me three monitors or like two monitors and my laptop to work off of, I'm going to need that monitor to work.
Yeah.
She's like, no, that's the way this goes.
No, I need to, because I'm always in two different, like I'm always having to, I don't know. It's just, it's easier. I'm really not looking forward to working from one screen. Anyway, that's what's on my mind today.
Samesies, girl.
Samesies.
Ugh.
Anywho, I'm actually excited to get into this with you. So we're here to talk about Mate by Allie Hazelwood, which is book two in like her Bride series. So this is, okay, to start, this is Omegaverse Light. But I am not an Omegaverse person. Like I think honestly Bride was my first ever Omegaverse-ish book.
Okay.
Obviously not counting Twilight, which I wouldn't consider Omegaverse because they're not having sex. It's just like, that's just like typical werewolf vampire stories. Omegaverse, I think, is like sexy.
Yes. This is not my first.
Yeah. No, this is my first. So I'm not like, I mean, I knew what nodding was because like I'm a human being and plant on the planet Earth. And like, I don't know. I guess I just heard. I just knew what it was. But there's like a lot that I guess like I'm unfamiliar with. So I guess we can jump right in. So Mate follows Serena, who is we meet Serena and Cohen in Bride. And Serena is Misery's like best friend who they believe is human. Serena also believes that she is just human. And then after the events of Bride or during the events of Bride, we find out that she is also half werewolf. She doesn't really belong to any pack. They're kind of just like, whatever. And she's Cohen's mate. And that's like not a secret. He like knows from the minute he meets her, like, and it's very like a well-known thing. Anywho, I saw a lot of people talking about the whole her going into heat thing. I am not familiar with the Omegaverse. I'm not familiar with women, where women going into heat. I guess it makes sense.
It makes sense.
They're part dog.
if you will.
Yeah. But to me, I was like, she's not eating. Like, she like has all these like stomach pains, like all this stuff. I was like, oh, she's part vampire. She needs to drink blood.
Okay.
Obviously, I was way off. Apparently, it was very obvious that she was going into heat.
I'm going to throw a disclaimer on this. So I started this book on audio, which I think the narrators did a great job. Who's the one guy that we all love? Teddy. Teddy's okay. The main narrator. It's a duet. Full transparency. I started this audiobook on, I think it was like an 18-mile run that I had. And I had to stop myself because I was like, I'm not paying attention. And I need to restart this because I don't know what the fuck's happening. So I stopped listening to it on that run, and I listened to it like the next day on another run. And I literally remember thinking to myself, she's fucking annoying. Like, she is like, I don't know why she's acting this kind of like weird, neurotic, not eating, not whatever, like really into him, but like not into him, like almost cunning. I'm going to say it, and please excuse me, but I felt her to be a bit desperate, if you will. So when the plot twist came that she was told that she was dying, I was like, well, thank fucking God, honestly, because this makes sense. Forgetting that this is an Omegaverse type of book. And I was like, wait, there's something else at play here. And then you find out she's going into heat. And I was like, oh yeah, that's kind of makes sense. I thought, and this might be a way more one-sided conversation, and I truly apologize, because this was the most boring fucking book I've ever read in my entire life. This is about a girl who was just so desperate due to what her body was doing to her that there was either an internal monologue about wanting to fuck her mate or her begging her mate to fuck her. And he couldn't because of said rules that said you can't fuck anything. So I'm not kidding. There was a point, again, I was running when I was listening to this, and I was like, this, I finished it. I fucking deserve an award. I should get my money back. Give me a fucking credit because... I mean, I didn't know. I take that back. I got my credit back because I returned the book. But I deserve an award because I know I'm the minority here, and I apologize to everyone who might unfollow us for me saying these words. But this was – I really would love to know how you thought this was interesting, because this was literally Serena in her mind going, oh my God, I need to get fucked. And her being like, can you please fuck me, Cohen? And Cohen's like, I do. And that was the story.
I really liked it. And I interpreted it so differently.
Oh my God. I was like, this bitch is so fucking desperate. And I understand it's her body making her this way. But like, I was all, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I was mad that she wasn't dying, because I was like, that at least gives you some like plot. There was no plot. It was just her needing to be fucked by her
plot. The plot with like the cult, like how her mom was like one like in the cult and like her dad was like the cult leader. I kind of wish we had more of that.
That was like a little interesting fact besides her maybe dying.
Yeah, like I feel like that we could have like learned more about the cult, or could have maybe been more of a plot point like from the beginning. But like I didn't take her like being so desperate at all.
Oh my God,
actually,
it was so annoying. I couldn't. No, this was so desperate. It was her just wanting to be fucked.
Well, she was definitely very horny.
Oh my God, yeah.
Which again, I was like, she just needs to feed.
But again, okay. Let's talk about the fucking then. For someone who was like, I need this because of what my body is making me want and do.
Mm-hmm.
It was so boring. Oh my God. There was like nothing to it. I was like, okay, we're going to get some.
Katie, did you read this book? There was like so much fucking.
I just thought it was boring. It didn't like pay off for me.
I felt like it was too much. I was actually like, okay, like, can maybe we like skip to the fucking? Like, can we skip the fucking now?
Maybe it was just, I don't know. I just thought this was like so fucking boring. Like when they finally got together, maybe I was, because I was like waiting for like this, like, I don't know. Maybe because I thought it was so boring that I was waiting for this to be like my moment of like, okay, I can get into it. That I probably blocked out any of the extra fucking. Because
so
I was
like this awesome. Reminded me so much of a Mariana Zapata book where like they both obviously like each other, but like won't play into it. And like she thinks that like he's cranky because he like is in love with her and he can't be.
He's horny.
And she thinks that that means that he doesn't like her. So she's all like, oh my God, he like, I think he's so hot and he thinks I'm disgusting. I was like, this is giving me Mariana Zapata, which I think is why I liked it. And I was like, oh, they're actually fucking too early. They need to be fucking way. They need to be fucking on the last page.
That makes sense. I do get that. I don't know. Like, I do wish he kind of came forth about why he wasn't acting. Cause like you do get glimpses of like, she does say in a couple of parts, like, I know he's interested. Like, and it's obvious in some of his actions. I do wish.
I mean, he flat out, I think, says like that he is interested, but he's like, but like nothing will ever happen.
Nothing will ever happen. Correct.
Yeah.
I wish maybe he was able to provide that explanation. Maybe that would have yielded a bit more to like the tension, if you will, for me.
Yeah.
I think about like 60% and I was like, honestly, I feel like this took years off my life.
Yeah.
And I was so tapped that I probably did black out. I feel so terrible even saying it, even though I'm being quite blunt on this, but like, because I love Alec Hazelwood, and even like on even the books that we don't maybe have on like our top five, they're still great reads, right? Like, she's a fantastic writer. I just thought this like lacked, again, narrator's knocked it out of the park, and she does very good banter, but not between these two characters because she's fucking desperate and he just like, but like, there is no concept to this book. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he just reminded me so. I mean, it literally reminded me so much of Mariana Zapata book, even with like his use of like all like, I mean, you've read a few of the Mariana Zapata books. They always have like, they always like the lingo they use is always like a little corny, and how he was like calling people like twat waffle and shit. I was like, this is giving me Mariana Zapata in like the craziest way. And she also did write kind of like an Omegaverse-ish book recently.
Yeah, you did say that, yeah.
And it was just reminded me a lot of that. But I think that that Mate was so much better than the Mariana Zapata like werewolf book. That I was just like enjoying it. And I didn't think that I would, because I wasn't a huge fan of Bride, and I liked this more than Bride.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I gave this 2 stars. I thought this was trash.
I gave it 4.
We are very opposite
like,
today.
Like, I literally like, I picked it up. I think it took me like less than 24 hours. Like, I got through half one day and then I finished it.
Wow.
The next day. And that's like a lot for me, right? Like, recently, like, it's been taking me like a week to get through a book recently, because I have like so much other stuff going on. I was just like, oh, this is so fun.
I mean, I love that for you.
Yeah. And I liked the banter. I was like, oh, it has the Mariana Zapata banter. It has like the brooding big man who's like so very clearly in love with the girl, and she's all like, oh, I don't think this person loves me. It was like very like, to me, like, it was so on the nose for Ali Hazelwood.
This is garbage.
Katie's like, yeah, anyway.
I'm so sorry. Like, I really wish I could like kind of agree on some things. I will say there was 2 glimpses of when I feel like I was like getting like, okay, maybe this is my moment, right? Like, and it was the opening scene. I was quite captivated about like everything that happened and how he found her. Like, I was like, okay, this is going to be cool. I just clearly missed this the first time. Maybe I was paying attention to me not trying to be murdered at 5 a.m. on a run. Like, I was like, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. Probably still is me. And then I was like, oh my God, we're finding out she's dying. Yes. Like, here we go. Like, there's this Mate thing, and when they actually have sex, it's gonna fix everything. Like, I was like, this is here we go. And then when I found out she was in Heat, I was like, wow, this just ruined everything for me again.
See, like, I think all the Omegaverse people were like, oh my God, like, she's in Heat, of course. And they thought it was like, again, I had no idea. I thought she was a vampire. I thought she was half were, half vampire. So like, I was a
wolf book either. Like, I'm not big on like an Omegaverse book. I read, and again, I'm talking light. Like, I've only ever read light stuff. And there was like a Juliet Cross book that had one of her books in a series had a wolf. Shannon Meyer had a wolf in one of her books, and I think I read like a couple others. All the fucking aside, I wish I could lie. I'm so sorry, everyone. Maybe to the 5 people that listen to this, I really thought this was, I thought this was terrible. I really did.
I'm like, it's like so funny, because normally we're like pretty in line on our thoughts, or like,
I couldn't tell you one, Teresa. I was nervous for today, because when I knew you were going to have to carry this conversation, aside from my hate talk.
Yeah.
And I mean, no disrespect, right? Like, this is just me. I really just, this is my review. No shade to Ali Hazelwood. I would never tag her in anything or like
No.
Make to say like she's stupid for writing this kind of a book, because like that's not the case. People love it. It has a 4.32 rating on Goodreads right now. I'm the minority. I'm the problem. This is, I don't know what I read. I can't recall anything to you. I just remember this is just the most boring fucking book I ever read in my life.
You see, like, I thought that there was, like, great tension, great angst, and I was like...
She was just so desperate.
She's, like, fighting with one of the guys, and Cohen goes, she's mouthy, isn't she? Never thought I'd be into that, bane of my fucking existence or whatever. I was like, I just, like, thought that they're, like, their banter, and there was so much tension, because I feel like internally she was like, I need to be fucked. But I feel like she like wasn't like that with him.
Are you kidding? I feel like this girl was like fucking pawing him.
No.
Like, no. I took this in the narration. I was like, oh my God, this bitch is so fucking desperate. And it's seeping. It is seeping out of her in front of him.
No, because once she found out like why he couldn't, she was like, no, then we can't fuck.
But she still really wanted to.
Well, yeah, Katie. Okay, you can't fuck your husband. Do you still want to?
Yeah, but I'm not going to be a desperate little bitch about it.
Yeah, you would.
Probably would.
If you were in heat, if I'm in my luteal phase.
I'm sorry.
You know what I mean?
I just thought there was nothing good about this. Besides the fact that it's Allie Hazelwood's work. And I think I love her.
Yeah,
I will still read anything she writes. I will not continue on with this series, though. Unless someone's like, no, Katie, I promise you. This is the best gift of life in this next book. If there's another book in the series,
I kind of have to think that there is another one. Like, I feel like we need Misery's brother, like, now that he's, like, the leader of the vampires. My issue with this series is I feel like there's, like, a lack of plot. Like, I like the characters.
A lack of plot, I think, with quite a bit, too, if you will.
Yeah, it's like, I like the characters. I like the banter. I like everything about it. I feel like if you're going to make a story or, like, write a book that is not based in the real world, where, like, there doesn't have to be an understanding of the world to get into it, then that's fine. Like, I don't need you to world build Montana to me. Like, I know what a dive bar is. I know what a rodeo looks like. Like, I can do that on my own. But I feel like if you're like building, yes, it's like paranormal. So it is based in the real world, but there's like obviously paranormal aspects to it. I feel like I needed more like, okay, like the Northeast territory and the Southeast territory. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Also,
like Florida, and we talking like Seattle, or are we talking like not?
It's giving like to me, they're in like Vermont or like New Hampshire or Maine. But then at the same time, like, are they? I don't know. Yeah. And then like the humans, like they don't really intermingle with humans. So like, where are the human territories? What happened that there are vampires and werewolves, and like that there's all these like separate territories? And then again, I think that she just like, she missed the mark for me with, bless you. Missed the mark for me with the cult thing, because I feel like that could have been really cool thing from the beginning. Like, she could have done the cult reveal the same way, but I feel like we should have had more like of a dynamic with this like cult ahead of time, or like there should have been like an earlier discovery so that we can learn more about them.
With you, like an underarching like conversation plot point maybe throughout would have been kind
of cool. Because like I thought like the heat storyline and like her dying took more of a forefront than the cult.
She was really dying, so I was like, wow, like we're really building on this a bit. Like this makes sense now. Like, and this curable disease maybe is just coming from like a mate bond, and it actually like, because she rejects the bond. So I'm like, maybe if like because she's rejected this bond, it's now killing her. And if she has to like accept it, and then of course you have to like consummate. So like maybe we're going down that road.
Yeah.
I was fully invested in her dying. I would have been okay with her almost on a deathbed at this rate. I needed something. But I wish we could travel down that road a bit more. I'm so sorry.
Meanwhile, I'm like the part where she's like, she like finds herself like in his room. Because that's the thing, like, she's, like, nesting is, like, basically what they say, like, she's, like, creating, like, a nest.
Wearing stuff, yeah, like, she doesn't realize she's doing it.
And he's, like, out, and he comes home, and she's, like, he can smell it.
Yeah.
And she's, like, I have to go shower, like, I have to, and, like, he's scenting her as, like, a
dog.
In, like, a good way, yeah. And he's like, she like goes to like run, and he's like, do not run, because like his primal instinct is to like chase her down.
Yeah.
Like honestly, like the one part where I'm like, oh, this is so unrealistic is, so he hasn't had sex in like 20 years.
Bullshit.
And no, I mean, whatever, sure. The part that I'm like, bullshit, is, okay, you have not had sex in 20 years. You're in your mid-30s. You've not nutted since you've been 50. Well, no, he jerks off a lot. You've not had sex with another person since you're 15. And you're, and like, their first, I'm sorry, their first sex, like, he's like, they're fucking, and like, he's coming, like, and like, they're fucking for a while, and he's nodding, and he's like, coming multiple times, and like, then they're fucking again. And I was like, this guy, where's your, how's your stamina this good?
Yeah. Like,
but you, again, he's like half dog.
True. So maybe it does make sense. Plus, like, it would be quite a boring sex scene if he just went in like 3 seconds.
No, but it would be so fun. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that to me, and I feel like Allie Hazelwood could do it so well if she was just like, if she wrote a scene like that and like it was like really quick. So and he was just like, fuck, sorry. Like, it's been 20 years. And then like we got like really good like sex scenes. Like, that would to me be so amazing.
I'm with you on that. She can, like, do it. Anyone can do it. She can do it.
Yeah. Like, think of like Silver Flames when like Cassian like comes like really quick, yes, like a quick off the mark, and Nessa just like makes fun of him, yes, like for it. Like, and it was funny. And I feel like it's just like funny and silly. And like that stuff does happen. Like,
it's real life.
It's real life. Especially if you haven't got in 20 years.
Yeah.
And then you're finally fucking your mate. Like, I'm pretty sure like he would be like two pumps and like, ugh.
Yeah, two pump chump for sure.
Yeah. The nickname killer, like, normally would piss me off. I actually didn't mind it.
I think she used it in a good dose, right?
Yes.
Like, I think the one thing that you can do with a nickname by making it something that we all hate is by using it way too much throughout the story.
Yeah.
I think it was sprinkled very, very well throughout the book.
Yeah, like, it didn't bother me. In the Hannah Bonham Young book, People Watching, he calls her killer, and I fucking hated it.
I remember you
saying that. Oh, my God. Like, everything. And I also think, like, one, use it sparingly, and two, I think it's, like, the context in which the person is using it.
Yeah, so when you get the explanation as to why he all of a sudden starts calling her that, like, it makes sense.
Yeah, and it doesn't come off corny. But, like, I think also, like, my whole – I've realized, like, I did really enjoy this, but I would rank this and Bride like lower on my Allie Hazelwood ranking. And I think I'm just not an Omegaverse fan, or maybe I'm just not a werewolf girl.
I don't think I'm a big werewolf girl. I think I can, again, I think if it's a light werewolf or Omegaverse type of story, I think I can handle it. Mm-hmm. But I have found, because I did go back and look, and there was another book that I read. I was living with Tom's parents, so this is like 2021. I wasn't a big fan of that book either. I think I gave it 2 or 3 stars, and the name's eluding me right now. And it was an Omega light story, if you will.
Yeah.
The Shannon Meyer one, I think, I forget what it's called. There's a paw print on the cover though. Golden?
I feel like it's Golden.
I actually did enjoy that one. I have yet to ever pick up the next book in the series though. So I mean, Shannon Meyer, I feel like she writes books where like when I'm in it, I'm really fucking enjoying it. And the minute I'm done,
yeah,
my brain like forgets about her. I don't know why. She writes a great story when you're in it. That's the only book I think I actually like enjoyed per se. Because Bride, I'm kind of with you. Like, I thought it was good. It was like a 3.5 to me. And if you haven't caught on, I didn't like this one.
Yeah, I think I gave Bride like a 3.5.
Yeah.
Did you guys realize that Katie didn't like this book?
I'm not trying to be so mean, but like, I'm just letting you know my feelings.
Katie's like, Teresa, if you like this, you're a fucking idiot.
I honestly, it's nice to hear why you like it. I didn't take it the way you did. I took this to be really fucking annoying. This literally was only about her being in heat and wanting to be fucked by her mate, and her mate being like, "Now we can't."
I feel like the heat thing should have been like completed. This is another thing that actually I'm going to say this bothered me about the heat thing, because I saw a lot of TikToks being like, "Oh, it's like a commentary on like women's health, 100%. Like, women's healthcare is notoriously like." Not great. Women are overlooked. Like, we tell you our symptoms, you get misdiagnosed, or we just don't get diagnosed, and they tell us it's in our heads. Like, this is very whatever. And everyone was like, oh, like Cohen, like, was like, oh, you're going to listen to this guy. Like, I just did not think that at all. And I also don't understand how, if this is something that is like so, and again, like, there are so many things that are so common in women's health that are just like overlooked. So I do get it to an extent, but I just feel like if every female in this pack goes through heat, then like, why is that not also like, she has every symptom of heat.
And this, you go to death.
Like, this doctor, this doctor's wife probably also went through heat.
Yes.
And again, like, I get it because men are so fucking stupid. Like, I do understand that, like, men don't understand women's periods, and like, they all have wives, girlfriends, daughters.
But, before delivering a diagnosis of, we don't know how much longer you have.
Yeah.
I don't know. And again, like, it's not like he's a human doctor. This is a doctor specific to like the kind that they are. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, it seems like something that's
like, if
common enough that it shouldn't, like, that this shouldn't be misdiagnosed. But then at the same time, like, I was calling my actual female gynecologist for years being like, oh, I'm bleeding through 36 tampons a day and I have really bad cramps and they're debilitating. And she was like, that's just some women. And before, and she didn't run any tests. So you know what? Actually, I'm taking it back. Doctors suck. Well, no, actually, I love good doctors. Doctors who don't listen to their patients suck.
And that's what we get here.
And that's what we get here. But I mean, at the same time,
because that's a lawsuit right there. You're going to die.
She's misdiagnosed by like three men or two men. And then obviously like the midwife is like, girl, you got to fuck.
Yeah. I will say sometimes I feel like it takes being a female to understand what a female is going through. I'm not saying men can't diagnose, but like, you and I know, you know more than me what it feels like to go through a period, right? Like, hormones, everything, like, even postpartum. Like, I don't think people can understand until maybe you experience it. I will say females at least can understand, like, the hormone changes, because, like, we feel that on a monthly basis anyway. But yeah, like, so maybe sometimes if you're not in it, it's hard to diagnose it. Like, I don't know what a fucking, boner feels like, but, like, I can speculate. I'm sure testicular torsion probably fucking hurts, but, like, I can't tell you what it feels like. So in reverse, sure. But yeah, like, I'm thinking like along the lines of like my old brain, like I kind of had like a checklist in my brain, like based on like what people were explaining to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm no doctor though, so.
I'm no were-doctor. But yeah, okay. And like, no offense to all the werewolves out there, but like, there's just something about like a, like fucking a really big dog that like doesn't do it for me.
Also, like, the nodding thing doesn't do it for me. Like, when I'm done, I'm done. Like, I don't want to sit there and be like, oh, I have to fucking wait for this to go down. Like, I want to go to the bathroom, like, maybe go get
also some- for me, I'm an infertile girly, so like, you're not is just like an inconvenience to me, because we're not, it's not like we're, it's not like we're bond, we're like actually creating human life.
Nope.
Take it, be good, and take my knot. I have that. I was like, that's kind of gross. That's
fucking weird.
I mean, it's hot in the concept of this is your mate and he's got a big wee wee, but like, I'm just not, I'm personally not a werewolf fucker, you know?
I feel you, dog.
Hey, vampires,
I would fuck
a dragon, like, I feel like anything else I'd be like, okay, I can feel this something about, I'm like, but that's just like my little dog, that's like my that's my puppy. Like, that's your pet. You know?
This wasn't good.
No, and I liked it. Guys, don't let Katie deter you.
No, maybe you should. I'm kidding. I think everyone should. If you look at the Goodread ratings, it's 4.3. I think Allie Hazelwood, we all know she knows how to weave a story. She's fucking hysterical. Like, yeah. This was not bad writing. I just don't think this story was good.
Yeah, I did. I liked it.
I'm really happy for you.
Listen, out of all the, okay, if I had to reread this or Wildcard, I'd reread this in a minute.
That's a really hard decision.
I'm just saying, like, I'm like thinking of like books that we've read recently that I have been like, fuck this book. I would.
I DNF'd that, didn't I? I think that was my first DNF on this
book. No, you DNF'd. Not Wildcard. I think I made you finish Wildcard.
You might have.
You DNF'd. Oh, the one I think like right before Wildcard. Did you DNF Arcana Academy?
Yes, I did DNF Arcana Academy. That was
That one wasn't great.
I forced myself to finish this. I hate read this. I hate listened to this, if you will.
That's how I felt about Wildcard. It was like a hate read.
Same. That was awful. I will not.
Like, I debated selling my entire series because I hated Wildcard that much. That I was like, I don't even want any of these books. And then I was like, oh, but I kind of like the two. And then if all the spines match.
I have all my three, but I thought the same thing too. I was like, do I just get rid of this? Because this really put a damper on it for me.
It really did put a damper on it for me too.
I will read, if again, you heard it here first, I will not continue on the series unless someone really convinces me otherwise.
And it can't be me because she's not going to trust me.
She liked this.
No, but I feel like for the most part, like I can tell if you're going to like or not like something. Like I'm surprised you hated this as much, but I wouldn't think that I would never like read this big Katie has to.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like I would never like finish, like put this down and be like, oh my God, Katie, you have to go get this. Like when I was reading Problematic Summer Romance, I was like, Katie, you have to read this.
Yes.
This I would be like, oh, this was cute. And like,
if you have the time, if you want something a little different, especially because it's like almost Halloween, like if you want to throw that out there, if you will,
yeah,
go for it. But no, this was no.
Yeah, but I
will not be recommending this for anyone.
Yeah,
if anyone wants to talk to me about it, let me know. But I had a few people like my review on Goodreads. I'm just saying.
Nope. I mean, first of all, one, people do love a hate review. Second of all, not every book is for everybody, and people are going to hate books. I honestly think that it is rated highly more so because it's Allie Hazelwood and she's so popular. I think that sometimes, and I like this, so I'm saying this as somebody who likes this, I think sometimes people don't always give honest reviews of books when they know the author or they're a fan of the author in general. Because it does suck, like, when you, like, are a fan of something, reviewing it poorly, like, I don't know, like, I'm just thinking, like, hockey, right? Like, when the Devils are playing bad. I'm not going on the internet talking about how fucking shitty they're playing.
No.
But, like, a lot of fans do. But a lot of, like, for me, I'm just like, oh, like, I don't have to review how the team's playing. Like, if I read a book, I'm going to review it. But I do think that if people don't like books, but they're a fan of the author, they're automatically just going to give it a good review.
I mean, I think
not everybody. I'm just like, everyone. I just know a select few people definitely do.
100%. And like, I do understand maybe you only want to leave a review because like, you didn't like it. And I can understand that too. I've done that before. I was not mean in any of my, like, I literally put like, the audio was so well done because it was. However, and then I did even call out like, I'm the minority here, but this was boring. And like, I explained my takeaway and like, I think it's when you go after the author, like there's no need. And I think there's a difference between just writing a truthful review of your feelings versus like completely bashing something. I mean, I bashed a little heavy on here, but like, that's okay.
Also, Goodreads is for bashing. No, honestly, I'm sorry. Maybe unpopular opinion. I think you should be able to give a negative review in any format you want, as long as you don't tag the author and you don't attack them personally.
I am with you on that.
Like, I can read a bad book and not be like, this author deserves the death penalty. Like, some do for writing bad literature and making me read. No, I'm kidding. But like, you could say it in a joking way. But some people are like, really, like, they take it too far.
Yes.
Yes. You're allowed to like or not like whatever you want, as long as you're semi-respectful.
Yes.
Like not attacking the author, not tagging them. And then you can just be as mean as you want. Who cares? And then if they want to read your review or listen to it or watch it, that's on them.
No one's forcing them to.
No.
I also just don't want people to be like, Katie liked this, when like, I don't. I didn't.
Yeah, no. I'm either not going to review a book if I didn't like it, or I'm going to rant about it.
Correct.
And I'm going to make it everyone's problem.
I very much feel like you and I don't like something. Like, this was, I'm sorry. I will say this year alone, it's weird because, like, Arcana kind of, I didn't like it and I DNF'd it, but I feel way more passionate about this book. And I think I know why, because I really do like Allie Hazelwood books and I love Elsie Silver as well. So it's like, oh, this one hurts. These hurt.
Yes.
Hate them.
That's, I struggle with that because I'm like, was this book as bad as it was, or were my expectations set higher because I like this author? So now I'm disappointed. So I'm more angry about it.
Yes.
Versus like a random book I picked up and didn't like.
I will say on our behalf for both, the Elsie Silver book, you and I already had reservations about. We're trying to go in open-minded because we didn't really like the trope that was being delivered.
Yeah.
This book, I would say, for the two of us also, even though you liked this and I didn't, we both were in a series where we were like, this wasn't our favorite, but it was enjoyable-ish.
Yeah.
So therefore, like, I feel like my expectations are pretty level, if you will.
Okay.
I should have known when I had to restart it once that this was not going to be my cup of tea.
I thank you for doing that, though. Otherwise, this would just be a very boring conversation for me.
I literally kept saying to myself, Katie, you can't just keep DNFing the books that you're going to talk about with tea. You need something to talk about.
We need
on your behalf.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it a lot.
I mean, I got my credit back, so I was kind of okay with that.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if you don't like something, return it.
You know, I got to bicker about that with Audible a little bit because there's like stipulations to how often you return a credit. I do think it's, well, no, like I can read a book and return it back to Barnes & Noble. I would hope that people don't do that. I don't.
Yeah. No, I normally will just resell it unless like I have like an affront and I think it's like the worst thing ever and I hate the author and I think that they should burn. Then like maybe I would return it. Normally I just resell it if I don't like it.
So I kind of get like maybe why there's some stipulation about how many you return, but like, so I did kind of listen to this and I was going to return it. So I guess I'm like eating my own words right here. But like, I was like, I never really return a credit because I typically finish my book and I'm like, okay, I'm done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but thank God I was able to get my credit back with this one. I was like, this is awful. We're lucky I didn't get one star.
I have to return a book that I bought. I never listened to it. How like long will they give me?
It really depends. It's on how many times you've ever returned for a credit. So, like,
I think none.
Then you should be fine. I very rarely ever do that. Unless it's like I bought it. I'm like, I never listened to this. Why is this sitting in my library? Then I returned it.
Yeah, I have one that I know I'm probably not going to listen to, or at least not for a while, where I'm like, maybe I'll just rebuy it if I need it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just got like really off topic, but I do have a book that I do want to return.
I think it'll be fine. Just go on the auto. Just go. You can't go on the app and do it. You have to do it through the website.
Yeah. Also, I know I'm not going to be listening to a lot of books coming up because, maybe during like late night. Yeah.
Late night. You never know. Or just like, again, like throughout the day, if you're like, I got to get out and take like a walk or something. Like.
Yeah, true.
It really depends.
True, true. I mean, yeah, I guess I'll see. I don't think I'm going to post a November. Okay. So if you guys are listening. I don't think I'm going to post a November calendar because I don't really know what our schedule is going to be like in November. We're going to try to record tomorrow an episode for next week, which is going to be kind of like spilling the tea, but more like we're going to pick some of our favorite Taylor Swift songs and then give you book recs based on those.
Yes.
And that's all we have planned because I don't know if we're going to be able to record when I'm out in Colorado, which I'll be like living there for like, I don't know, anywhere from like 1 to 4 weeks. So it might be difficult to record because I'm not going to have my equipment with me. So I can like record on my phone, but then like the editing process might just not be great.
Correct.
So if we do record, it'll probably be like a, hey, should we record? I did say that I would read Soul Searching, but is that like...
Good.
Tom, shut up. Love you. I'm going to read that. And then next week, if we're available, we can record Soul Searching. But that won't be
That'll just be like a fly by the seat of our pants. Let's see what actually happens.
Yeah, and it won't be. Yeah. So next week, we will be posting the Taylor Swift book recs. Mm-hmm. After that, just like be on the lookout. We might post, we might not. We'll be back in December, definitely.
Yes.
Yes.
And I do have some ideas already in December.
Ooh.
I know.
I'm excited to hear what they are.
I know. Go me.
Go you.
I know.
You know what? Okay, sorry. I'm going to let you go, but it really pisses me off when a Kindle book is $12 and then the paperback is $16. Like, now I'm just going to go to the store and buy it.
But that's kind of annoying because, like, I would much rather read on my Kindle.
Yeah.
So, like, that's frustrating to me because if I do want the physical trophy.
then I have to spend like $30 on a paperback, yeah, basically.
I'm not going to get it. Or I'm going to look on Pango or something secondhand or like, I don't know.
But I'm going to be traveling. I should just get the Kindle. Motherfucker.
I know. Because then it's like you have to pack a book.
Yeah. And then, no, I'm not going to. I'm only packing my Kindle. Maybe it's on Libby.
Oh.
I just got, I'm listening to the graphic audio. Sorry, I just got so confused. I just got so distracted because I said Libby. I'm listening to the graphic audio part two of Court of Mist and Fury. And on the way home, I just stopped after chapter 54. Like,
oh, really?
The big confession just happened. And like, I just will never, I'm sorry. I will never get over, I just will never get over this book.
No, it's nothing you can, I don't think we'll ever come back from.
No, like it just holds so much weight still to this day. Like no matter how many times I reread it or listen to it or listen in a different format, I'm just like, Reese.
I have hit like the mother load with everything I've been reading so far. I'm not going to lie. These thriller books are delivering. I read one of those books in 24 hours, which is, again, is very unheard of for me as well.
Yeah, it is.
I'm a little unwell. Holly Jackson might need to pay for my therapy bills soon, but...
Yeah, no, you have to resend me the name of that book because I think I want to try to download it.
It was very good. Very... if anyone hasn't read Holly Jackson, she typically reads like an adolescent teen sleuth, if you will. Mm-hmm. Mature teen sleuthing, if you will. This, she's... I think the female main character is 28.
Okay.
And she's solving her own murder that has not occurred yet.
Oh.
It's very good. Very good.
That is really good. I'm reading Sunrise on the Reaping.
Oh, how's that?
It's good. I mean, like, it's Hunger Games world, so it's, like, the worst. You know what I mean? Like, the capital, like, it's just pure evil on page.
Yes.
But it's, I mean, like, she writes so well. So, like, it's great. In that sense, not quite dead. I'm like, why are you texting me? Thanks. Yeah. But TBD, I'm like 30% in. So like the games haven't started yet, but it's about Haymitch and like his games. But there's a lot of like, you meet like Astrid and it's like, oh, that's Katniss's mom. And you meet her dad. Like so Haymitch and Katniss's dad are like best friends when they're 15 or 16. Okay. Before Haymitch goes to the games. And then, like, his mentor is Mags and Wyrus. And, like, Beatty's there. And, like, Beatty's son is in the games with Haymitch. Okay. And I'm like, oh, so there's, like, a lot of, like... And I'm like, oh, so all these people are going to die.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm like half... Yeah. So, anywho.
You have fun.
Katie says don't read it. I say have fun and read it.
And then maybe I can get someone to, like, agree with me. Because we're very few out there. There's got to be other people who feel that.
There's other people. I was looking. There's definitely a lot of people who did not enjoy this. So yeah, next week, Spilling the Tea / basically like Taylor Swift song recommendation book, whatever. It's going to be fun. It's going to be random. And then TBD for November, just keep an eye out. I'll post if we end up doing any episodes, but we're going on a little bit of a hiatus.
Recoup.
If you will.
Recoup.
Yeah. So Katie Jean, I guess that's it. I guess you can send us out.
I'll send us out.
Yeah, please.
Thank you so much for listening to our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to subscribe to receive notifications anytime a new episode drops.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at thebff.bookclub. If you have any comments, questions, book recommendations, or books you want us to talk about in future episodes, please send us an email at thebff.bookclub1@gmail.com.
We appreciate your support.
See you, fuckers.